WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Station's 203 in the AM. My name is Tony Smith, along with my co-host Don Corey Washington, who is still on the line, and he's picking up those pledges for me, working hard, feverishly behind the scenes. Appreciate your partner. We just finished listening to Moses Tyson Jr. for a little bit, and before that, we had Kirk Franklin giving the song Little Boy right here in Gospel Jazz Stations. I'm telling you, man, Gospel Jazz Stations listeners, y'all the best. Really appreciate you so much for calling in, wishing us some much-needed encouragement, much-needed support. This is what keeps us going. I'm telling you, this is what keeps us going. I want to give a thanks to Brother William Beeman from Paterson, New Jersey, with your pledge partner. Appreciate you, Brother William. And he tunes into all the programs here at WFDU-FM Gospel Programming. So I really have to keep him in prayer and thank him so much as well. Sister Winifred Stewart from Livingston, New Jersey, called in her very generous pledge. Thank you, Sister Winnie. Thank you so much, girl. Love you. Thank you for supporting Gospel Jazz Stations. And she's just saying how much this program really blesses her. And we really thank you for what you do for us, and we do what we can for you, Sister Winnie. So thank you so much for your pledge. That's your sister, most definitely. And also thank you to Sister Nicole from Mount Vernon.
Hey,
definitely
Nicole.
Definitely keep her in prayer. She's going through a little something-something, but yeah. She says this program does bless her as well. So we appreciate you. Thanks for those three phone calls and all the other ones who are listening in, and they'll probably call later this morning. But we really do appreciate the ones that do call at this time to let us know that, yes, you are out there listening and you definitely want to continue hearing this program. Because as I said before, I had to make a decision on, I have to make a decision on whether to keep doing this program or not. Because come out in the middle of the night where I could very well be in my bed like you are as well. But I really enjoy the program. I enjoy the music. I believe in the music and I believe in the artists who do record this music.
Yes.
But I just need to know that am I doing the right thing? You know, because I send out a lot of emails to a lot of artists and listeners, and for the most part, only a handful of artists have responded that they want to support this program, Don Corey. So it is amazing to me. It really is amazing to me. So it's, just tell me. Just let me know. You know what I'm saying? Just let me know whether I'm doing the right thing or not, or should I just step down. But, you know, at least you can do is $5. You know what I mean?
You know.
I have people pledging, you know, a little more than that, and they're on a very limited budget. They have, you know, rent to make up. They have school books to get and stuff like that, and they still dig deep in their pockets whatever little bit of money that they can.
Yeah.
So, as I said before, I'm not going to talk too much about it. I'm going to leave it in your hands, and I'm going to play my music. And that's what I told Liz Black. I said, I'm not going to waste my voice and cry and beat you up and yell at you and do all of that. You shouldn't be treating people like that. That's the way I feel. Y'all are here to hear the music, and that's what we do. You know how we do here in Gospel Jazz Stations anyway, to entertain you, to keep you going in the middle of the night, because we want you to continue tuning in.
Yeah.
But it is a business. This radio station is a business. It's not funded from any sponsor at all. It's not funded by the university. It is funded by you, the listener. So if the listener can't support this program, then what happens? The program either disappears, gets changed, or something else is put in its place.
Yes.
And y'all saw what happened to WWRL back in the day, right? same situation.
Changed the whole format.
Changed the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was quick. It wasn't a shame thing, Don. It wasn't a shame thing.
No, it was quick.
It was like quick.
One day I turned it on. I had listened to it the day before. And the next day I'm listening to it, I'm like, wait a minute, I got the right station.
What happened was
listeners
didn't support. And we also have another Christian bookstore that shut down in Jamaica, Queens. New Life Christian Bookstore closed their doors.
Wow.
No support.
And
so
they
had
all that lot. They brought in major
Major entertainment.
Every week.
Every week. Anyone that was releasing a new gospel project performed down there. You had Donnie McClurkin, Kirk Franklin was down there, Yolanda Adams,
there,
so many people.
Providence went once. The first time we went, Mary Alessi was done just before
us. A lot of big names have come through that particular bookstore. But as I said before,
Clark,
you don't support
sisters, Kiki. I mean, just everybody. You name it. Jay
right.
Moss.
Exactly.
You know.
But, you know, in the industry as a whole, they say that gospel is not supported by the listeners. That's why they don't take the format seriously. And this comes from the R&B, the pop, the hip-hop, the rap stations. They do not take gospel music seriously because the listeners don't take it seriously.
What is it going to take?
Well, you know how we do. We burn music. We burn out, you know, people's music. We make copies, you know, illegal downloads. Just don't support. So they don't take us seriously whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
So that's why I say I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to continue doing it in excellence to the best of my ability. And if management decides to say, you know what, Gospel Jazz Nation's only brought in $100, $20 for the month of February, then so be it. We'll have some bluegrass here. But
don't let Aunt Gwen hear it. That's what I was talking to. She was fired up.
She was fired up. That was my Aunt Gwen. You should have put her online. But I would put her on the air, man. You know how she does.
Call back, Aunt Gwen. But she made her generous pledge.
Okay.
Yearly pledge.
All right. Thank you.
And we thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And we love you, Aunt Gwen.
Of course. Of course. Absolutely.
Always got a word of encouragement.
You know she does.
You know.
You know she does, Don Corey.
Yeah.
But again, thank you so much for the ones who have called in. Again, once again, Sister Winnie Stewart, thank you so much, girl. You know we love you.
Yeah, Sister Winnie is something. She hosted us Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
For Super Bowl.
For
time.
Super Bowl? Oh, okay.
No, of course,
okay.
I was there just for the food.
Of course. Of course.
Don, who you going for? Who cares? I came for the food. Go, Dallas Cowboys. But, you know,
yeah.
I got into the game as
yeah.
the time went on. I'm glad that, you know, since I'm at home,
mm-hmm.
that the Giants,
the home team pulled it out.
They came in.
Yeah.
So I got a little excited. It was a tight game.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I mean, tight.
Yes,
it's
it was.
8-7-3 for like 2 hours. I was like, what? The score is still the same?
Right. Go ahead. Go get another plate,
okay,
Don.
I'll
get another plate.
Then I heard some screaming and hollering going on. And the Giants started moving up.
Yes, they did. You know, yes, they did. But
congratulations to all of those who picked two Giants, first of all.
Uh-huh.
And then to those who were rooting for the Giants.
For the home team.
Sorry, Patriots. Maybe next year.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We shall see. 2:10 in the a.m. Yeah. Like I said before, I'm going to keep the music going, y'all. I'm not going to talk so much. We're going to try and keep this music coming to you because
talk.
You will. I know you can, Don. And you know what? I'll tell you what. When I leave, all right, when they throw the show off the air, I'll tell you what. You get the Don Corey talk show. All right? We'll put you right behind this microphone.
I'll be playing gospel music the same format.
The
same format that they were at the morning.
You're going to be spinning country, my friend.
Oh, country?
Yes, sir.
Man.
That's what they're going to have you doing.
Working 9-to-5.
You got it. That's the way it works. That's the way it works, man.
Howdy, partners.
That's how Stacy started off here at WFDU. She started programming country music.
Get out of here.
That's how she started, absolutely.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. So
although
you could.
I like some of the music.
A lot
of the music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Country music is real.
Yes, it is. Sister Nicole, thank you so much, girl. Once again,
hey,
you be strong out there. You hang in there.
Yeah.
You know, your brother's got your back, girl.
That's right.
Here on Gospel
Same
Jazz Nation.
Todd.
Brother Todd, most definitely.
Yeah.
Brother William Beeman. Again, Sister Lisa Alfieri. Sister Deidre Williams from Bear Stearns. I got to go get my phone. I left it in the other room there, so I had to go get that. And Sister
that's
Michelle
why you
Williams.
Didn't answer when I called.
Yeah, I don't have my phone on. I thought I felt a little naked.
It's not picking up.
I feel naked.
And music is on.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you'll see my call.
Okay. All right. I'll catch that.
I'm going to go get my call.
I'm going to go get my little shell phone, so I can see if I got any text messages for people pledging to the show. But give us a call, 201-692-2012, or send me email at tony@tonysmith.com. Simple as that. It's quick
simple
and painless. And Sister Winnie was asking what the process was. It is real easy. You call us, you get your name, your address, how much you want to pledge to the show.
Your telephone number.
And your telephone number,
and
right?
And email.
And your email. That does help, too.
Yeah.
That way, if the check gets lost in the mail or the pledge packet gets lost in the mail, we can contact you and say, hey, were you able to send your check in? Oh, yeah, I sent that in weeks ago. Then we'll know for sure that something happened in the mail as opposed to that it never was sent in.
Right.
But you give us your name, address, phone number, email, telephone, all that good stuff, and station management will send you a pledge packet in the mail. At that point, you put a check, money order, or whatever you want inside that envelope and send it right back to us. It's quick and painless.
Yeah.
You know, simple as that.
Very easy.
Very, very easy. But we're looking for, as I said, for committed and fulfilled pledges because last year had about $1,300 in pledges and about $900 in fulfillment.
Yeah.
So I can't go to management and say, hey, put us on the air because,
see,
you know,
it was that
they
gas
like
that went up.
The gas, I'm telling you, that gas does it every time.
And they had to, you know, they had to use extra money to fill up the tank.
That is true, man. That is
true. You know,
true.
Stuff happens.
And that's what I keep telling everybody. That's why I said only pledge $5 because things come up.
Listen,
you know, there's a problem with your car.
Life is peppered and punctuated with ups and downs. Yeah. As spoken by the wonderful Edna Tate. You know, she can do it. And the degradation of the... You know, she's the one that... She's usually the MC at Walter Hawkins.
Yes, yes.
And she, you know, she just has... She's a gifted orator.
Orator. I like that. I like that. All right, y'all. 213. Let's keep it moving, Don. Corey, here is...
If you wish.
The Crusaders. Yes, I wish. I'm going to keep it moving. This is my promise to you. They want me to talk after every song. I'm not going to talk after every song. I am going to buck the system.
We can't do it.
I am going to buck the system. I'm going to say my listeners are the best. They believe in this program. And they're just going to pledge without me having to beat them up whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave it up to you, the listener, to see if you want to continue having this show on the air or not. And we don't get a dime. Don doesn't get paid. I don't get paid. I get nothing from it. So we're here because we want to, and we love speaking to you and just fellowshipping with you from 1:15 a.m. till 6 o'clock.
Yes,
and you know,
all over the world.
Very accessible. We are very accessible. Y'all know that. So we appreciate each and every one of you.
Yeah.
Sister Winnie, this goes out to you. This is the Crusaders, a healing coming on, going out to you, girl.
There's a healing, healing, coming on. A little preview win.
Okay, Don. Thank you. Get that for me, brother. It's
Sweet.
Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1 FM. No, that's not it. This is it. Here we go.
day we feel a healing coming on.
There's a healing.
And I wanna
Hi, this is Vicky Sola of Que Viva La Musica, heard every Saturday from 12 noon to 4 o'clock p.m.
This is Earl Carlson of the Bluegrass Express, heard every Saturday, 6 to 9 a.m.
I hope all of you have enjoyed listening to the diverse mix of music programming only available here at 89.1 WFDU-FM.
It's always been commercial-free and listener-supported.
We'd like to keep it that way. Call us now at 201-692-2012 and make a pledge.
The money we raise this month helps keep WFDU on the air for another year.
And it all depends on you.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Asians, 2:31 in the AM. Tyrone Burkett giving you the song Awesome God, featuring his wife, Paula Ralph, on vocals.
Wow.
Before that, the Crusaders, the Jazz Crusaders, featuring Pastor Dinah McClurkin on vocals. The Healing Coming On.
Healing.
Going out to Sister Winifred Stewart. Thank you, Sister Winnie.
Girl. Thank you, Sister Winnie. Girl. This track is hot now that you're playing.
You like this?
It's bad music.
Oh, you know how that
like
is.
Like, y'all, you won't get this if we're not on the air.
That's right. Got that right. Shout out to Sister Sunshine. I understand she spoke some words of wisdom.
Yes, she did. Sunshine, you really need to call back and get Tony's ear. After this break, you call back.
I can put on air.
I can't say it like you did.
We need to get Sister Sunshine and my Aunt Gwen together.
That's right.
Do a dual sermon.
Oh, my God.
It'll be over.
Laying out.
Laid out.
On the
horizontal.
Floor.
Right.
You know how you meet God in the carpet. Because he'll meet you in the carpet. On the wood floor. On the cement.
Right. Sure enough.
So, Sunshine, after this break, call back.
Right. 2:32 in the AM, it is Gospel Jazz Asians, WFDU 89.1 FM, streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. We are on MySpace as well, myspace.com/Gospel Jazz Asians, and you'll be able to link to my site, Don Corey's site, and JP's site, Sister Cynthia's site, Sister Phyllis Yanti,
everybody's site.
Sister Nicole's side, Brother Todd's side, everybody on there. Leslie Kennard, the whole crew are on the Gospel Jazz Nation's MySpace site. And we just love fellowshipping, networking, and connecting with you.
Yeah.
You are the ones that keep us going.
That's right.
And just by your words of encouragement, calling us up, you know, because it is difficult being here. Get no sleep. You got no sleep tonight, did you?
Let me tell you, I was so out of it.
Uh-huh.
I went the opposite direction.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God, I'm going south.
See?
Supposed to go north.
See, y'all need to go help Don out.
Fortunately, I'd only gone about a quarter of a mile away before
okay.
I discovered it.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just how out of it I was.
Well, that's what happens, man.
Still
I'm
trying to wake
you.
Up and stop at Dunkin' Donuts and, you know, get some Java.
See? Sacrificing, man.
That's what
we're talking about. Yes, we definitely are sacrificing to put this program on for you, the listener, and also the artist, for any of the artists that are listening in this morning. But, you know, it is difficult for us as well. I know it's difficult for you to even stay up to try and listen to the program. But as I've been trying to do is I've been archiving the shows. And putting them online. So you can go on to gospeljazzations.com, click on the archive shows and listen to them.
And
get the show, man. And listen to it at any point in time.
You got the popular show on there?
Oh, yeah, it's up there. That's the first. It's the first one that's there, man. With Kevin Moore. That's on there, man. That's the first show. Go check it out.
June 20th or the Possum Show.
I haven't found it. You have to tell me when that is. You got to find it. Please do find it, Doug.
Because I have it.
You do?
Yeah, you gave me a copy of that.
Well, pull that bad boy out, brother.
Yeah.
Then I'll put that bad boy on there.
Because that was hilarious. Now, that June 20th show with Kevin Moore, I still listen to it. It's on my iPod.
Download it on
the
iPod.
Every time I listen to it, I'm like, I don't care if I'm on the bus or the car. walking down the street, I just start cracking up. And I know people think I'm crazy, but it's like, it is so funny.
It is. It is. It's a good show. That was a real good show.
Cheer. No, that's too good. Yeah. I can't even do it.
You can't even get
like,
it out.
Man, that was weak.
Weak.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Oh, that was hilarious.
But yeah, y'all go ahead on going to gospeljazznations.com and try and pick up some of the previous shows.
Yeah.
And I started from 2008 with recording the shows and putting them online. So you can listen to them now at your leisure, download them, put them on your iPods as well.
Yeah.
And listen to the whole program.
This is true.
So it's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make changes and try to help you out and give you an opportunity to listen to the program 24 hours a day. But it's not easy, y'all. It really is not easy. It's a lot of work that goes into it. But I do it because I love the show. I love the program. And I love you, the listener, who tunes in. I try to do the best I can to bring you quality music, a quality show. We try to do the best that we can, but we can't do it without you. So thank you to all the ones that have supported each and every year consistently. Really do. They support consistently, Don. So I'm trying to reach the others that, you know, depend on those people. And they say, well, since they all call in, I don't have to call in.
Yeah.
You know, this is what happens.
Don't do it.
It's just like tithing at the church, you know. Leave it up to the tithers to keep the church going.
Yeah.
But we really do look for your support. If you can, if you cannot, that's cool. I mean, it's your decision. Man. Nobody twisting your arm.
Yeah.
Nobody's making you. And what people are doing is they're actually tuning out of the program during Pledge Week, Don. They know Pledge is coming up, so they'll just not listen to the show. Because they don't want to hear, because they don't want to hear you talking. That's what's happening. But
we talk all the time.
But no, they don't want to hear you begging and pleading for money. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. They don't want to hear all of that. But,
money answers all matters. That's what the Bible says.
Okay.
For all of you believers who listen.
Oh, my
it
goodness.
Answers all matters.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. Give us a call. 201-692-2012. 237 in the AM. 201-692-2012. Here is Sister Terry Small, the song entitled Think on These Things, right here on Gospel Jazz Nations. This is going to bless you, y'all. I'm telling you. Right here.
Oh, I know it.
WFDU 89.1.
One. FM.
FM.
That's right.
3 o'clock song's coming up, man.
Okay.
It's getting there.
Should we give it to him?
We should give it to him. If we get some pledges, we should give it to him.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully this is a pledge right here. Thank you, Don.
Whatsoever things are lovely, pure, good report, think on these things. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, think on these things. Think on these things. Whatsoever things are holy, of good report and true, think on these things. Think on these things. And whatsoever brings him glory, whatsoever brings him praise, this is where your heart and mind should be always. Mercy, kindness, and goodness, love, temperance, and meekness, joy and faith in his amazing grace. Helps another, no matter enemy or
Hatfield here, program director of WFDU-FM. Now, for you folks who kind of listen far away, and I don't mean Hopatcong here. We're talking about Kuala Lumpur. Those people out there who are listening on the other side of the world, on the net, on the web, you can pledge as well. If you're interested in being part of the WFDU-FM family, hop on to our webpage while you're listening. Go ahead, you know, minimize this screen, raise the other thing up. It's all, you know how to do it. And get onto the website and go to the main page, and there's a place there, a link that says Pledge Your Support. The number again, 201-692-2012, and the website URL is wfdu.fm.
Truly free indeed.
Shanks. That song is just absolutely.
It hit you right there, done it, done. Minister to you. I'm telling you, Don was just about laid out here in the studios, y'all.
And getting a riff in here and there.
Right.
That song will pull it out of you.
Chains, Kirk Franklin, featuring Melanie Daniels, Nikki Ross.
That Nikki Ross is no joke. You can just look her up on YouTube.
And just type it up.
That girl is crazy. From Chi-Town.
From Chi-Town.
Yeah, thanks for coming to
Larry. And Sherry Moffitt. Sherry, on that selection.
Yeah, Moffitt Jones.
Moffitt Jones.
And then our very own Sister Melanie Daniels.
Melanie Daniels.
You know.
How many octave voice does she have? Three, four, five? Yeah. Something like that. Before that, Providence. My Soul Doth Magnify.
Yes.
Providence in the house.
Featuring Sister Charlene Nelson.
Charlene Nelson in the house.
Those bird tones.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, that girl.
That girl can sing, y'all. Before that, Terry Small will give you the song, Think on These Things. Coming up, 30 seconds, top of the hour of 3 o'clock. We'll see what we're going to do for the 3 o'clock hour song. All right, Don? We'll see if we can pull that off. Because I pulled it off on my own last week. Brother Blue said.
Did you?
Brother Blue was, he said, you all right, Tone? You hanging in there. Right. You hanging tough.
And you know I was listening.
Oh, you were?
You know, I had it on low.
Uh-huh.
But I missed it.
All right. It's all good.
You know.
All right, y'all. We're coming up to the top of the hour of 3 o'clock. We'll be right back with you. It is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM.